On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
I guess it's going to be this way. I'm going to be here every week, like I've been, for the last, I don't know, 16 months? Something. It's been a while. That's right. Oh, look, I'm losing my voice. Well, that can't be a bad thing, because then we'll just not be hearing from me, right?
Yeah, okay.
Everybody, rock your body.
You know what it is about that music? That represents the 90s. You know, well, top 40 90s anyway. What are you going to do? When you think about the 90s, what do you think about? That's what you think about. Okay, so I decided that I would watch a couple of bad 90s TV movies. You know, made for TV movies. And boy, they were terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I mean, I could barely get through the 3 hours. And it's 3 hours for two, because you know they're 90 minutes apiece. That's how they are. I mean, no commercials, an hour and a half. You just do it. And actually, these were 90s disaster movies made for TV. And one, oh my goodness, one was so bad, it was produced in 1996. There were both, well, one was 96, one was 97. And the one in 96 was produced by The Family Channel. Do you remember The Family Channel? At the end of the movie, for the credits, I saw that and I was blown away because I had forgotten all about that crazy Family Channel. It was this Christian broadcasting thing, okay? And it was, you know, one of your cable channels, and you had like a lot, even in the 90s. And they would, this was, their first movie was called Night of the Twisters. It was an original movie made for TV, made for the Family Channel. And they did it, and it was horrible. I was aggravated watching it. Being in a tornado myself, as a matter of fact, there were 7 tornadoes the night I was in a tornado. So it is not unusual. It can happen. But the way they, this was apparently a book, Night of the Twisters, that they made into this movie. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, a tornado does not hang around like that. It's 60 seconds. I want to say tops. I don't even think it was that long in one spot. They had this tornado on a house for like over 3 minutes or something. I was thinking maybe longer. It doesn't work that way. It's so dramatic. The acting was horrible, but I wanted to see it just to see it. Actually, I saw it because I was looking up a guy that was in Designated Survivor. You know, the Kiefer Sutherland is the president TV series, and they had a guy that was on death row, and he looked familiar to me in the last week's episode. And I said, oh, who is this guy? So I looked him up, and he was in Night of the Twisters, among other things. And I thought, well, I'll just watch it. And it was filmed in Canada, supposed to be Nebraska. And that's another awful thing. I notice all these movies filmed in Canada are the most dreariest movies. I mean, if you live in Canada, I hope you're not listening, because that's a dreary country. Of all the movies I see that are done in Canada, they look dreary. I don't even want to go there, but I've been there. And when I was there, it looked dreary. I mean, it's dark. It's cold. It's not a sunny place. It's not a welcoming place. It has that environment. It's like another planet almost. It's unwelcoming. I don't know. Maybe the people are great, but when I ever watch these movies that are done in Canada, and usually they're like disaster or horror movies or something with this old, like scary looking house. And then, where was this film? Where was this film? I've never seen anything like this before. And I always look to see where it was filmed, and it always says Canada. And I can't believe it. Yeah, not even Australia. Australia is cheery and happy. You look at a movie filmed in Canada, it's because it's so cheap to get it done there. I know that. I get that. The rates and everything. But boy, the landscape, it's harsh. It depresses me. And I don't know if I could even watch a comedy there. I mean, about a comedy set there, maybe a John Candy thing. I don't know. It still is a little off. Something about anything set in Canada is a little bit off. All right. I'm going to stop talking about Canada now. And I may never bring it up again. You're welcome. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with your podcast listening device. That is just a busy signal. Are you familiar with that? Do you ever hear that anymore? Well, I thought that was a thing of the past. Oh, no. They're still around. And you're never going to believe who has it. Swear it. Absolutely true. I called my oral surgeon's office last week, and that's what I heard. And I didn't just hear it once. I started calling in the morning, and I called again and again and again, and then I stopped for a while and called in the afternoon. Same thing. Okay, so that leads me to believe it's out of order. Okay, why does a doctor's office have that happening? There's no way. They have like answering services and other lines, and you'd go to voicemail. Okay, all different ways that it could go. But that was not one of them. Okay, it's not 1970. Why is that happening? Okay, so what do you do when that happens? Do you drive over there? Well, I couldn't. Don't have a car. What else can you do? Go to the website of wherever you're trying to call, if they've got one, or a Facebook or something. Can you be creative? I can't give you all the ideas, so you got to help me out, people. All right, so listen. Went to the website, found an email, emailed them immediately. They didn't get back to me for a long time, but I still emailed them. And all I said was, why are your phones out of order all day? That was the subject line. And then I said, I'm about to drive down there. Finally, they said, our phones have been fine. They're working all day. We don't, they can't explain it. They don't know. Okay, well, what was that sound happening? I don't know. And I wish I could have driven down there. And next time I'll record it. I'll just record this, that sound effect, and show them that's exactly what I'm hearing. Or I'll go down there with the phone right there and stand in front of them. Do you ever do that one? Here's a fun one. When you're in a doctor's office, I've actually done this one time. I don't think I've done it more than once, but I definitely remember doing this one time. you're sitting there waiting, and then you call, where you're sitting waiting, because you're like, I've been sitting here waiting for a while. Can you just let me know what's going on? Because going up there doesn't even work. You have to call because you can get through on the phone and talk to somebody else instead of the same stupid people sitting there blowing you off. Okay? All right, so doctor's offices are really interesting. Lots of things can happen there. Here's another one. I'll give you another quick doctor's office story. When I was checking out of the doctor's office, you have to wait in a line, hopefully it's not too long, to check out. This paperwork, whatever there is. I just want to walk out and leave. Why do I have to say goodbye to anybody? Well, if you're making an appointment, you kind of do. Or whatever. Give them, if you need test results. I don't know. There's different variables why you would need to check out of a doctor's office. 9 times out of 10. You do. Okay, so I was standing at the window, and sometimes they have two people. There's a glass, screen there, whatever, and two women are sitting behind there, and so therefore they can wait on more than one person. That's really convenient, because if it's just one, it can take even longer. But when there's two, okay, great, there's a window here. Get it, window. See what I did? Anyway, so I'm standing at the window, and there's someone next to me, so she's being waited on by the woman, because she was there when I got there. And so I figured I'll just stand in front of this other woman there, but she's on the phone. Okay. So I'm thinking, I guess I can just stand here. And I'm standing there and she's not acknowledging me. She wasn't on the phone, but she picked up the phone anyway. Someone called and she starts dealing with that person with me standing right there. What is that about? Meanwhile, the lady next to me got down with her business and the lady sitting behind the glass, shut the glass. She shut the glass. Okay. She's all done. She's not even looking at me. Now, can I help you? She wants to be done with her job, apparently. But I just wait. I stand there for 30 more seconds or something, rolling my eyes. I don't know what's happening. But, there's another receptionist right there. So I moved over to the closed window and looked right at her. And she opened the glass. And I said, can you just wait on me? Because I don't know what's happening right now. And I said it just like that, a little snarky, but believe me, snark intended, okay? So still, she's helping me, and the lady over there is still on the phone, shooting me a little kind of looks, What have I done? I'm the one with the problem, and I'm at a doctor's office. I'm not even healthy. How does she know what's going on? I'm there. treat people like that? How do the people cut you in line with a phone call? What is that even about? It's not right. You're standing there in person. You've been waiting. They make a call and blah, 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 on and on. Don't sit still for it, people. Just look at them and say, what is going on right now? I think you can say it kind of funny, like I just, you know, showed you how to do that. So just do it because, man, they're making doormats out of us. They have their little control, man, and they're going to keep it, huh? They have that little bit of power, and they're going to use it. Just like in Fargo, when Steve Buscemi was driving out of that garage, and he was holding his neck that got shot with the blood, and he's just looking at the guy, you know, like, I just came in here and just left. I just want to leave. Oh, you need to let him. You made him pay the fee. You got your power. You think you're pretty big shot there, don't you? Yeah, everybody thinks he or she's a big shot with all their control. Yes, I'm in a bad mood, but doesn't make me wrong. That's the Golden Globe music. I actually had to look it up. And there it is. Not very impressive, but what do you want? I don't know. All I do know is the Golden Globe Awards came out yesterday. Okay? And I haven't seen any of that stuff. You know what? By the time the Oscars come out this spring, next spring, I will have seen some things, I think. But as far as Golden Globes, like, that tackles television, I believe, as well. So Oscars are strictly movies. However, of the Golden Globes, what I did see was the movie Get Out, which was nominated for a couple of things, and I really did like that movie. That was very good. It was very suspenseful, and I think I watched it twice. I watched it back to back because that's a movie that you need to watch twice. I don't say that about a lot of movies, but Get Out, that's a movie you've got to watch again because you have to see all the clues that are there. And I actually saw most of them. Not all of them, but most of them watching it the first time. I was already suspicious and on high alert about certain things. But I had it all, I'm not going to spoil it, but I had it all figured out wrong. I was going down one road, but it was the different road that I never imagined, which was awesome. What a great movie. What a great movie. So I have seen that movie, and I have Game of Thrones was the only thing on there nominated for something else, which was good. And Big Little Lies. I did see that whole series because my daughter told me I had to, and so I did. Other than that, I have no idea about what's going on. No idea. I did notice, interestingly enough, that Daniel Day-Lewis was nominated for Best Actor. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he retire after Lincoln? He said he was retiring after Lincoln. It was a thing. I felt sad. Yet 5 years later, here he is in Phantom Thread. I don't know. It doesn't show he's working on anything else, but maybe there was, you know, one more, got him to do one more role for, you know, one for the road, old time's sake. I don't know. And Phantom Thread looks like a really good movie. It's very, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis can't give a bad performance. So it's a very interesting story from the trailer. I hope I get to see it, but I probably won't. I don't know about Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill. Yeah, he does a great job at that. He'll probably win, even though I haven't seen any of the movies. I'm going to say Gary Oldman gets it for Winston Churchill because he really looked like and sounded like Winston Churchill. That was amazeballs, that performance, even though I haven't seen it. What I do want to see is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And I know that's on there, so I definitely want to see that. And Frances McDormand has been nominated for Best Actress. And wow, will I go out on a limb and just say she'll win because she'll even beat out Meryl Streep because Frances McDormand is the balls. She's awesome. She will win. I'm telling you, I don't even know, but I haven't seen the movie. I just know her and what this movie's about. I'm telling you, Frances McDormand has it locked up. And I have a sense for these things. Trust me. Something else was very interesting about these Golden Globes, and that was that, as you know, Kevin Spacey was let go from the Ridley Scott movie, All the Money in the World, and they replaced him with Christopher Plummer, who is older than dirt, and God love him. Sound of Music, can't beat it. Love Christopher Plummer, and he's done a lot of stuff besides that. I shouldn't just say that, but that's probably one of his most memorable roles. Okay, I think he was nominated, but I don't see his name in here. But yet I heard he was nominated for that role that he took over for Kevin Spacey. They reshot every single scene that Kevin Spacey did with Christopher Plummer. Who does that? That's awesome. I didn't know you could do that. The money it would have cost and the time frame and to still get it released. Wow, the clock was ticking on that, but good for Ridley Scott. He's a great director that usually does dark stuff like Blade Runner, etc., alien movies. So it should be interesting. It's probably going to have a very dark side to it, I would imagine. And I don't want to talk too much about the Golden Globes because, you know, you either like it or you don't. If you don't, you're not even listening right now. But as far as another TV show that was nominated, I think it's Stranger Things. And I'm still a holdout on that. I know two seasons have come and gone and I'm not getting on the bandwagon. And it's supposed to be great. It was the same with Dexter, the serial killer, and Breaking Bad. I refused to watch all of that stuff. Okay. I didn't get on it. It was too exciting. I mean, really, I'm not going to be duped. Maybe it was good and is, but you know what? Now it's years of my life to try to catch up. No. Game of Thrones, I already started from day one. That's good. Walking Dead, not nominated, but I've been with it for 8 years now. And as you know, we just had the mid-season finale. They don't even call them season finales anymore because it's a mid-season. It's picking up in 2 months. Okay, it's a little break. It's a winter break. Okay, we need breaks, I suppose. And if you saw it, you heard, I'm not going to go on about it because, again, you probably don't care if you don't watch it. But I thought it was fine. It was a very fine mid-season finale. Enough said.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Okay, yeah, good old boy. You know what today is, don't you? Oh, this day's been coming for so long. It's on the news every single day. And finally, the day is here, my friends. The day is here. Rejoice in the Lord, because Alabama is going to be electing Roy Moore today. Oh, shucks. Don't you think for one little second that he ain't going to be winning, because he's going to win. Because he's a Republican. Okay, and that's how things work in Alabama. If you've never been there, and I have been there, that's how things work, okay? They don't care what you did. A few of them may, or they may pretend to care, but when push comes to shove, they want to shove him right into that seat because of Donald Trump and all that. It's a whole good old boy system. It really is in the South. So mark my words, again, watch the results. That Doug guy, sorry, it's not your place. And understand one thing. I don't like Roy Moore. I wouldn't vote for him. I'm not saying I endorse it. I think it's horrible. But I'm telling you, it's the backward South. I live there. They don't care. They want to stay in their backwards world. They're pretty content that way. So don't rock that southern boat. Thank you. Yeah, what's up with that? What's up with post-nasal drip? That's what I have right now. And if you can see by my voice, hear by my voice, you can't see. What's wrong with you? There's some kind of an issue happening. I think it's allergens. I don't know. I've never had a cold where you're just dripping. You know, there's no congestion. There's no coughing. There's just like sneezing and dripping. I don't know what to do. So I've called two different doctors and I'm on two different medications. I'm on a Flonase steroid nasal spray twice a day, and then a prescription Claritin, because I was lucky enough to see my doctor in person at a function, which was nice, because, you know, you hug, you, how are you, everything's good, marhaba, you know, I'm speaking a little Arabic, and then, you know, tell her about my problem, and she went home to her computer and got me a prescription over the weekend. How cool is that? That's why I don't switch doctors. I get to know my doctors over decades, okay? Then you have a relationship. You can't be changing doctors. You can't be moving out of state, establishing new relationships when you're not a well person, like myself. I'm not saying I'm real sick. There's no heart disease or diabetes or, you know, high cholesterol. All these bad things, I don't have them. What I have is lots of little things, like this post-nasal drip now, which I feel like I'm drowning. But now I get some doctors to, you know, help a brother out, which is what they're doing. Especially my internist, which is great. Get to be on a first name basis with your doctors. I like it. It doesn't happen easy with every single doctor, but if you put in the time, man, It'll pay off. It will pay off. In prescriptions alone, perhaps. Calm down, all you flag wavers, Bible beaters. That's God Save the Queen, okay? That's not My Country, 'Tis Thee, okay? We adopted that over here. Us New Englanders, our Americans, okay? New England is where it all started. God Save the Queen. Then New England came over here, and now we're New England, where we drop our R's the way they do. I mean, we've turned it around a little, but out west, they totally say they're ours. See how it just changed? But right off the boat, okay? Right off that Mayflower boat, that's when they had the talking like this and all. The R's, how are you, my dear? Oh, I'm fine. See the R's, how are you? They don't have an R. It's not how are you. So we're here, how are you? How are you? How are you? We don't have that. We speak like English people. Okay, but let me just say this about that. So I'm on the phone today, or yesterday, whenever, you don't know. Recently, okay? That's all you need to know. And it was a guy in the UK. Now, I can't break it down exactly where in the UK because I called the same number 2 weeks ago and the guy that I talked to at that number was from Wales. And I asked him specifically where he was from because his accent was British, but just a little different. And I was right. It was Wales. So I call back and now it's a different guy maybe. And I'm not going to ask him where he's from. I don't think it's Ireland. It could be Scotland. But let's just say UK. They're all up there. They're all out there. They're all over there. Okay? But what struck me, I love the way he speaks. Oh my gosh. I would love to just find a British guy and I could probably be happy forever as long as he had good teeth. But anyway, so he would say, he kept saying, brilliant. That's brilliant. Oh, I love that. You know what? We should talk that way. We should adopt some of their sayings that are really cool. I mean, no, we're not going to say lift for elevator because no one's even going to know what that is. Okay? That's absurd. Okay, but brilliant, we all know what that is. So we could, oh, brilliant, that's brilliant. We don't have to say it with an accent. I might do it just because I'm me. But we could say, you know, brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant. But you know what? When we say brilliant, it almost sounds sarcastic. So, because we use it that way. Oh, that was brilliant. You know, you trip over something. Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. So it's really hard to do it correctly. They just do everything formally and it's believable. I don't think sarcasm is one of their strong traits over there in the UK as it is over here. But I don't know. I just love the way the guy kept saying brilliant, brilliant. When I'd give him information, brilliant. It was satisfying. That's all. Yes, Tori's pet peeves, Tori's pet peeves. All right, this is my pet peeve. And it's, you know, a reasonable one. But listen carefully, because everybody's probably guilty of this. That's why it's a dangerous pet peeve to have. All right, my pet peeve is people that peeve about things and then are guilty of doing it themselves. Okay, see, this is where I have to be careful. You've been listening to my pet peeves for over a year now. Every week, I peeve about something. And I started to think, what could I peeve about today? And I thought of something. I went, oh, wait, I don't know. I might do that myself someday. Or maybe I don't really mind that. I got to be careful. All these pet peeves I've been telling you about, I can never do them now because I've already complained. So my pet peeve is people that peeve and then do it anyway. Okay, so you have no right. You have no damn right to peeve about anybody else or complain. Let it bother you if you are guilty of it at all, ever, even one time. Okay? You got it? Get it? Got it? Good. Stop it. My good people, that shall do it for another week of Tori And you'll hear me on Friday, as usual, with Ron Van Dam on The Ron Van Dam Show, and also Easton Cat Television, which is eastoncat.org, and you can see us online or on your local cable television. If you don't see us on your local cable television, you just call up your local cable television and say, hey, we'd like to see The Ron Van Dam Show, because we have a new show once a week, and it's pretty funny. There's graphics and everything, and it's 10 times better than just listening to me here, because you can see me, and I make funny faces and cross my eyes a lot, and flash gang signs. So, yeah, so go do that, and meanwhile, you know, keep going. It's happy December. We're getting there. Year's almost done. We'll make it together. All right? Peace out. I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, Daddy.